This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Ryan has a couple of questions for us. He says, is smoking a sin? How about eating a funnel cake? And he goes on to say, is there a distinction between marginally harming ourselves physically, eating a funnel cake or Big Mac or smoking a cigar or cigarette, and drinking one drink, which does not physically harm you? Is there a difference between overeating, which depends on metabolism, workouts, physical condition, and smoking, which no matter what you do, marginally harms yourself and possibly others? Practically, I suppose, he says, it would make sense to stay as far away from the sin line as we can. Just curious for your consideration.
What's a funnel cake?
It's something you get at the fair, but I don't think I even know for sure.
Maybe it's, so it's not good for you.
I guess it's like, you know, just a lot of sugar and something.
Okay. Anyway. Okay. I think it is a sin to smoke in general just because of the scientific stuff that's come out today. You know, maybe once upon a time when we didn't know any better and it just tasted good, even though it smelled bad to people, it wasn't. But goodness gracious, when you have a narcotic that has to have printed on the case, this will kill you. For Christians to embrace that really seems strange to me. It seems to just say life does not matter as much as my pleasures do. And then the fact that it's addicting with a vengeance also would seem to say, Christians, keep your distance. However, his question seems to be, are there other kinds of things that, because of a similar nature, would move up towards the sin? And the answer is yes. Paul said, I will not be enslaved by anything in 1 Corinthians 6. So that means caffeine, oud, nicotine, crack. I'm not going to be enslaved by anything. I want my mind and my body to be alert and supple and responsive and ready to follow and obey Jesus. So we have a church covenant at Bethlehem, and it has a line in it that when I came demanded teetotalism for membership at Bethlehem. I thought that was unbiblical and forced the issue. Very soon after I came, risky thing to do for a young pastor, and I was criticized for it. And I said, look, what we're doing here is not making the standards lower, we're making them higher. So instead of saying we engage to abstain from the use and sale of alcohol, now it says something like, see if I can remember it. It says we engage to abstain from all drugs, food, drink, and practices which bring unwarranted harm to the body or jeopardize our own or another's faith. Now, I think that's a very radical statement, because it says if eating sugar or drinking caffeine or having a second helping jeopardizes your own faith or another's faith, don't do it. That's based on 1 Corinthians 8 and 10, where you don't hurt the weaker brother. And if it undermines your own body, which is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. So I think I'm with this brother in saying, don't pick out, you know, a little smoking here, a little something there, and name that sin. Let your definition of sin be sweeping and pervasive so that it touches everything, and your definition of holiness. So how you drink Coke and how you eat pizza and how you exercise can all be sin issues or not.
Well, now, if smoking is a sin, let's get one practical thing before we're done. If smoking's a sin, does that mean church discipline starts for all smokers now?
We'd have to see if your elders would give you agreement on that. If I went to a person, if I knew somebody who's a member of my church was smoking, I'd talk to them about it. I'd say, what's going on here? Why are you doing this? And if he gave me a kind of blasé, devil may care, I don't care if I wreck my lungs answer, yeah, maybe it would be. And we haven't had that, so I've had to face that. But if he said, I'm working on it, I'm struggling with it, I said, well, I can go a long way with a struggler.
So when do we get to the point where it's a Jesus plus no smoking and it becomes dangerous of being like circumcision, where it's something you have to do to be in the body other than Jesus?
Well, I don't know when we get to that point. I know fornication is included, but the ones that aren't explicitly mentioned in the Bible, except by principle, then we have to just work at it to decide, well, which ones are serious enough to include. I mean, not all sinning results in church discipline. It's usually called public and flagrant and continued, those kinds of qualities. And a person who, you're getting me to think out loud here, since we haven't faced this at Bethlehem.
That's what it's all about.
We haven't faced this at Bethlehem, and I could run into some real blockages here, but I'd say to a person, you really got an issue here, that if you're not even trying, then you're just giving up to self-destruction. You're giving up to a suicidal behavior. That's wrong. Now, whether it's wrong enough to exclude from church membership, I'm going to have to do some more homework, but I hadn't thought of that before.
If you enjoy Ask Pastor John, check out our 25-minute daily teaching program on the front page at desiringgod.org. And visit our online resource library for a myriad of free resources. It's all waiting for you at desiringgod.org.